today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about connecting with Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Monday is the 29th of the month of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of January, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to speak about a great lady, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, فاطمة زهرة. نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء البتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة. Lady Fatima, in the verse of Mubahila, Allah the Exalted said in the Holy Quran, verse 61 of chapter 3.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا. فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A delegation of Najrani Christians came to the Prophet. They intended to argue with him. The archbishop started, "Who was Moses' father?" The Prophet answered, "Imran." "Who was Yusuf's father?" The Prophet answered, "Yaqub." "Jacob." "Who is your father?" "Abdullah." "Who is Jesus' father?" The Prophet waited a moment while Gabriel revealed the following to him. "Say he was the Spirit of Allah and his word." The archbishop then asked, "Can he be a spirit without having a body?" Again a revelation was sent to the Prophet. The similitude of Isa before Allah is as that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, "Be," and he was. When the archbishop heard this, he jumped in objection, saying that Isa was created from dust, and said, "Muhammad, we won't find this to be in the Torah, the Bible, or in the Zabur. You are the first one to say this." This was the moment that the verse of Mubahala was revealed. After the delegation had heard the verse, they said, "Assign for us a solemn meeting." The Prophet's answer to this was, "Tomorrow morning, if Allah wills." The next morning, the Prophet ordered Ali ibn Abi Talib to follow him and Fatima Zahra, in turn holding Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn to follow Ali. When the delegation saw the Holy Family and that the Prophet had spared a mat for himself and family, they said to each other, "By Allah, he is a true Prophet. And if he curses us, surely Allah will answer his prayer and destroy us. The only thing that can save us is to ask him to relieve us from this meeting."
Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, has said, "Fi bint Rasulillah li uswatun hasana." He said that in the life of the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a role model for me. When we look at the life of the Imam of the time, because he is the savior of the mankind, and once he says that a person is role model for him, therefore that personality can be role model for the whole mankind. This personality is the daughter of the Prophet, which is Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, or the Lady Fatima. When we look at her life, we look different aspects of her lifestyle, which can become a guide for us in order to follow the pure Muhammadan Islam. She is also known as Kawthar, the beneficent, or the place of goodness. This place of goodness means that whoever has dealt with her, or when she socialized, when she socialized in the people, amongst the people, she was the source of goodness for everyone, and she did goodness to everyone. Whereas we can see that even when she used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mid of night, she first used to pray for her neighbors, and then the people of Medina, and then Mu'mineen, and then for the household.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Hazrat Fatima, the most outstanding lady. Lady Fatima Zahra was an obedient daughter. She loved her parents so much and had won their love and respect to such an extent that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, used to rise whenever she came to him and called her the mother of her father. In the same vein, she was a humble and hard-working wife and respectful and obedient spouse to her husband so much that Hazrat Ali once described her as a partner in progress and in obedience to Allah. She never ever disobeyed her husband. In addition, as a fulfilled mother, Hazrat Fatima Zahra trained and brought up wonderful children who had left their unique marks in history, which will neither be erased nor forgotten. Interestingly, in answer to an inquiry about the lofty status of Hazrat Zahra, the noble prophet, who says nothing out of whims and caprices, said, "Verily, she is the leader of the women of the universe." The prophet was asked, "O messenger of Allah, is she the leader of the women of her time?" And he, the prophet, replied, "There was the case with Maryam, daughter of Imran, but as for my daughter, Fatima, she is the leader of women of the world, the first and the last."
Daughter of the Nabi, lady.
brothers and sisters, this is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now we'll look at a lesson we get from Lady Fatima, and that is praying for others. Lady Fatima taught us the importance in remembering others in your prayers before your own prayers. Her selfishness and devotion to the Ummah remains one of the core lessons to learn from Lady Fatima, and we can all learn to be better Muslims by following her example of praying for others before ourselves. When asked by her son Hassan why she did not pray for herself first, she answered, "My son, neighbors first, our household next."
And this is where we see that Abu Bakr demands witnesses. And there's a very interesting conversation between Amir al-Mu'mineen and Abu Bakr. And this is mentioned by Shaykh al-Tabrasi in Kitab al-Ihtijaj and Ibn Abil Hadid al-Mu'tazili in Sharh Nahj al-Balagha. Abu Bakr now has seized control of Fadak, and now he's saying, Fatima alayhi salam, she sends someone, the narration's in Bukhari, she sends someone to tell him that this was, you know, this is my inheritance from the Prophet, this belongs to me. Abu Bakr says, the Prophets do not leave inheritance, where are your witnesses? So he's asking Fatima to Zahra to produce witnesses. And I'll read the narration for you because I think that it's very beautiful how Amir al-Mu'mineen argues this. فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ So when Fatima al-Zahra demands Fadak, Abu Bakr says, هَذَا فَيْءُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Fadak is the property of all Muslims. So he's trying to treat Fadak like Khaybar. That just like Khaybar was distributed to the Muslims, Fadak is also public property. It belongs to all of the Muslims. فَإِنْ أَقَامَتْ شُهُودًا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ جَعَلَهُ لَهَا وَإِلَّا فَلَا حَقَّ لَهَا فِيهِ I'll change my opinion if she can produce witnesses that the Prophet gave it to her. So this is his argument. Amir al-Mu'mineen is there. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says to him, Ya Aba Bakr, أَتَحْكُمُ فِينَا بِخِلَافِ حُكْمِ اللَّهِ فِي الْمُسْلِمِينَ The Imam says, Oh Abu Bakr, are you giving a judgment that contradicts Allah's judgment on these matters? Abu Bakr said, No. The judgment that I'm giving is, it corresponds to what the Sharia teaches. Then the Imam, he says, فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي يَدِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ شَيْءٌ يَمْلِكُونَهُ ثُمَّ ادَّعَيْتُ أَنَا فِيهِ مَنْ تَسْأَلُ الْبَيِّنَةِ Abu Bakr is asking Fatima to prove that she owns Fadak. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says to Abu Bakr, if something is owned by the Muslims and it's in their possession, and I come and I claim that it's mine, who do you ask for evidence? And then Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, فَمَا بَالُ فَاطِمَةَ سَأَلْتَهَا الْبَيِّنَ عَلَى مَا فِي يَدِهَا وَقَدْ مَلَكَتْهُ فِي حَيَاةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَبَعْدِ Then why are you asking Fatima for witnesses that she owns Fadak? She owned it during the lifetime of the Prophet. You seized it. You dismissed, you fired the workers that were working on the land of Fadak. So it was in her possession. So you have to prove that it is Fayt al-Muslimin.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, inshallah. We join together on another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah. Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha. Allahumma salli
صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.